Wearing a capel to work, a last couple of points, and then the conclusion. So we've seen, we discussed yesterday with Moisha, who says that when there's an absolute need for it with all the various conditions, then a person was allowed to take off his capel for work. The big issue which crops up once this is happening, that a person's not wearing his capel, is going to be regarding brachas, asher yatzah, davening mincha, having this food, etc., etc. And the Mechaber paskens clearly in Siman Reish Vav in Erechai and Siman Reish Vav Sif Gimel that a person cannot make a bracha without a covering over his head. Mishnah Berurah paskens that a person can't say the Kaddish Baruch Hu's name, Shem Hashem, can't make a bracha, can't learn Torah if he's bareheaded. So what options are there? So in the Mechaber paskens in Tzadi Aleph Sif Dadat that if a person just puts his hand on his head, that's not considered a hand covering. The reason for this, says the Mishnah Berurah, is because a person's hand and head are all part of the same body. However, we do say that someone else's hand would work. Someone else's hand would be okay. But again, it's going to be a bit strange to ask someone else to put their hand on your head in order to make a bracha. So what could one do? The Bach says putting one's sleeve over one's hand and then covering one's hand with the sleeve, then that would work. Again, a little bit awkward in the office. But what about another option, wearing a toupee? A toupee is like a man's wig, a wig just for the hair, just for the short hair. So the Torah Sikasiel in Madura Kama says that wearing a toupee, even though it looks like a person isn't wearing a cap on a maisa, though, his hair is covered, and he says, with that, a person gets around the issues of Chukas HaGoy and Maris Ayin. Not all places agree, and they say it's not obvious that you've got your hair covered. However, it's certainly better than being bareheaded altogether. Another shaya which comes up in this Indian is just removing one's capel for an interview. The biggest issue with this, obviously, there's the issue of not wearing a capel, but let's assume there's no problem because you've got all the conditions fulfilled. A person absolutely needs it, and his following Rav Moshe says that if he absolutely needs it with all the other conditions, then he can. And he knows that once he gets the job, then it won't be a problem. He can wear a cap, it's just for the interview. So the biggest issue with this seemingly would be is Gnevas Das, that you're misleading the interviewer. The Gemara in Chulin, Daf Tzadidal Damodalav, says that it applies to both Jews and non-Jews. And you're misleading the interviewer into thinking that you're a person who doesn't wear a cap. The Maaseh though, Rav Moshe and Tshuva in Erechaim Chilek Dalad Siman Beis, told there was a person who asked Rav Moshe, as a person who lived in Denver, and at that time it was very difficult to get through an interview with a capel. And Rav Moshe said it's fine, he could go to the interview without a capel, and he didn't think he didn't even raise the issue of Gnevas Das. So it seems like Rav Moshe in that situation. Was Mekel. Right, as a conclusion, we've seen that some poskim are machmir full stop and do not permit taking a job which requires not wearing a capel at all. And we saw that others are more Mekel, but again, with the conditions that we spoke out. As just closing words on this, practically speaking today, there are fewer and fewer jobs which would require an employee to go bareheaded. Nowadays, we know from Yidden wear capels in all sorts of industries and professions, especially in places where there are Yidden around. It's very normal. Baruch Hashem, we've got the ability to do that, and therefore it's much less Nogair nowadays. With Shem, we're going to be continuing the series. The next Indian is going to be honesty in interviewing.